Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, im Sechtes Trumas, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. I have olives. I also have olive oil. I have to separate Truma, both from the olives and from the oil. Okay, so instead of separating some of the oil for Truma, then some of the Zaysim for Truma, for whatever reason, I want to take off from the Zaysim, from the olives, for the oil Osa. In other words, I'm not trying to cheat Truma. No, no. Just instead of being mafresh oil from the oil and olives from the olives, I'll take off more olives to cover both the oil and the olives. That's what I want to do, but I can't. So the Mishnah ain't tarim in zeisim al hashemen. You should not be mafresh truma from the olives on the oil. V'lei anavim al hayayin. Same is true. If I have both wine and grapes, I have to be mafresh truma from both. Instead of taking truma from the grapes for the grapes and wine from the wine, I say I'm going to mafresh extra grapes to cover both the grapes and the wine. Can't do it. Not allowed to. V'yim tarmu, if somehow I didn't get that message, I didn't learn that halacha, and I did take off from the zeisim on the shemen, or from the grapes also on the wine, so beishama yoimrim trumas atzmon bohem. What does that mean? Trumas atzmon bohem. So I took off extra zeisim, both to cover the zeisim and the oil. So what I separated to cover the zeisim, that's truma. But not the extra zeisim that I took to cover the oil. Same is true for the grapes. I took off extra grapes, it should be truma both for the grapes and the wine. Well, what I took off for the grapes, that becomes truma, but not the extra. So this truma is only effective to fix the zeisim and the anovim. As far as the shemen and the yayin are concerned, it says if no truma was taken from them, they are still considered tevel. Tevel is when no trumas himaisus were taken from it. Whereas the basilim and the basil say ain't trumas and truma. There's no truma here at all. Even what you separated for the zeisim and the anavim don't become truma. Everything is tevel. Not just the oil and the wine, but even the aloes and the grapes. No truma went into effect over here. Now let's understand what the problem is. I have olives, I have oil, the oil comes from the olives, why can't I just take off extra zeisim to cover the oil and say, well, this is my truma for both the zeisim and the oil? And the answer is, the zeisim and the anavim, both the olives and the grapes in this case, are considered loy nigmura malachtan, I'm not finished with them yet. I still have to extract the oil or the wine from them. Once you have oil and wine, that's called, okay, now it's finished. You cannot separate truma from peiros, shaloi nigmru malachtim, that aren't finished yet. That it should be truma on peiros and nigmru malachtim, that were finished yet. How do I know that? Because the pasuk says, explains the batanura, the nechshav lachem trumaschem kadogon min hagoyrin. That pasuk is actually talking about trumas meiser. Remember what trumas meiser is? When you give meiser to the Levi has to take off truma from his meiser. So the pasuk says, "V'nechshav lachem will be considered trumaschem your truma." Kadogan, just like the grain that the Yisrael separated menagarin from the threshing floor. We're telling the Levi, when you take off truma, it has the same chashivas as the truma that the Yisrael does. But while the pasuk is explaining over here, Reb Levi, the truma you're going to give is going to be the same as the Yisrael's truma. The Yisrael who takes off dagan from the goyrin. Dagan means finished tour. Goyrin is the pile of tour that was all finished. All the things you have to do with tour was done already. So we know from here that truma has to be, you have to take something that is finished to fix a pile of something that is finished. I have no more malacha to do with it. But you can't separate truma. You can't take something that's not finished yet to be misakein something that was finished yet, or the other way around. Wait a second. Every olive means it's not finished yet. Every olive is used for oil. Every grape is used for wine. What about people that like grapes or like to eat olives? So, en hachanami. We're talking in our Mishnah about special olives that have been set aside to produce oil, or grapes that have been set aside to produce wine. These olives and these grapes are considered loy nigmura malachta. But olives, let's say, that I set aside to use as a salad, set aside to use as a recipe in something, but I want it to remain olives, or grapes that are set aside, let's say, to make raisins out of it, those are considered peiros shenigmru malachta. and you would be able to separate from those kinds of olives or those kinds of grapes, even to fix shemen or yayin. Okay, so now I'm beginning to understand the Mishnah. I have here olives that are made for oil. I have here grapes that are made for wine. Meaning to say, I set them aside. The Shem makes the olives and the grapes. So that's called loy nigra melachta, and I can't use them. Let's say I'm going to take here extra truma to fix both the olives and the oil that I already pressed. I'll take extra grapes. It should be truma, both for these grapes that are here and the wine. What if I did? So the Bishame said, trumas atzma behem. What does that mean again? If you took extra zesim, it should be truma both for the zesim and the oil. The truma only works on the zesim part. But the oil remains tevel. Tevel means, once again, any period that no trumas yamaisis were taken from. So let's say, just for argument's sake, if I were just taking olives as truma for the olives, I would have taken two olives. And now that I'm taking the olives for the oil also, I'm taking three. I want this to be truma both for the olives and the oil. So the Bishame say, only two out of the three are actually truma. Practically speaking, the Mefarshim explain, I don't know which one is which. I didn't mark which olives are to fix the olives and which olives were for the oil. So I have to treat it all as truma. But the main practical difference is I still have to take off truma on the oil. The oil is considered something no truma was taken from yet. The Basil say, nothing, you did nothing. If you tried to take extra olives to fix both the olives and the oil, ain't trumas and truma. According to the Basil, not only does it not work for the oil, it doesn't work for the olives. Your kavana was there should be truma for both. And if your kavana is not fulfilled, then the Basil say you never had in mind to make anything truma over here. So that's basically how we understand the Mishnah. Now, if you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah. But I think it may be kedai if just you want to listen weiter, what the Mishnah Rishayna says over here. This machloikis, between the Bishami and the Basil, we already learnt this machloikis, if you learnt Masechtas Nedarim with us. Let's say you have a person that said, I will not have a na from any of those people that are there. And he didn't know that one of the people that were there was his father or his brother. He would have never included that person in the nether. So there's no shayla of the nether is not chal on his father or brother. That was a mistake. The Beis Shammai say, but the nether is chal on the other people that were there. The Beis Hill, on the other hand, say, he made one nether that included the father and the brother. That was a mistake. He would have never made the nether. Therefore, the whole nether is batal. There's no isra na, even in regard to the other people besides for his father or brother. So that's the same machlokes here, at least according to some. The Beis Shammai say he thought he can take from the olives and use it both for the olives and the oil. If that's a mistake, it doesn't work for the oil. Okay, it doesn't work for the oil, but it works for the olives. The Beis Hillel say, because he did one mice of a frash as truma from the zeisim, both on the zeisim and the shemen, and because it doesn't work for the shemen, the whole thing becomes batal. And there's no truma over here at all.